another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
Shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
This is real, everybody.
Sir Aaron Carter is here in the building, and this is the Weekend Bang on NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? I'm reacting to Sack Anime. But before we get there, of course, we have to hit up the sponsors. Oblivion Comics and Coffee. They're a sponsor. Do they have a slogan?
No, but did you call them commies?
That. Yeah, Oblivion
sure
Commies. Oblivion Commies in Coffee. Definitely. Antlion Audio, of course. Keep your headphones, get a mod mic. We got to come up with a slogan for
Oblivion.
Yeah.
Well, we got a marketing expert here.
OCC. Yeah, we gotta come up with something, man.
I'm thinking.
Okay,
right. I'm on it.
We'll come back to you.
You're on it. Of course, here on the show, everybody. The real David Webb.
What's going on, everybody?
And
did I throw you off by being on this side?
A little bit.
Yeah, because I saw you do this, and then you're like, what?
I don't know where you're at. It's so weird. By the ones and twos, Corey Vincent, everybody.
Hey, what's up, pieces? Corey Vincent, everybody, Game Bang, Sack Anime, yeah.
It's like two shows today. That's what it feels like, right?
It feels like we just like lived an entire lifetime, and now we're back here, and we're going to live an entire other lifetime.
Recap a lifetime.
I'm tired. I'm very tired. But it was a good day. Yeah. If you're watching this, please tweet out to let people know what you're watching. Sack Anime was amazing, though. We're gonna be talking a lot about it today.
And
Aaron's perv trench coat, awesome.
What? Steven Gutierrez is here as well, everybody.
Hey guys, what's up? My name's David Webb.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
Why do I sound like a Beatle?
I don't know. It's the only voice I know.
And of course, they're always here, and they're always queer, apparently, because they're coming at me today.
They're coming in
they?
Hot, man. Yeah. The first
nice.
Thing,
Love
Monoxide
it.
34. Oh, my God. I have to change to audio only. Aaron looks so gay.
Only Aaron? I don't get that.
Well, then, X-Shinobi.
X-Shinobi, Aaron wearing the perv trench coat. Not even wearing a trench coat. So
it does kind of look like a trench coat.
Does it look like a trench coat?
It does.
It's like shoulder pads.
You're going to show David Webb your dangle.
I went to...
you had to show your dong.
I went to Kohl's and got me an old 1990s shoulder pads t-shirt.
Just do this.
No.
A little bit of shimmy.
But I had to get it for Sack Anime. We went to Sack Anime today for the like umpteenth time. Had a ball there. Shot video. We did a panel. The panel went off without a hitch.
No hitches.
Packed it. Packed the house.
No, I was a little offended when we walked in and originally saw the size of the room. I was like, this is the smallest room we've had in a long time. And I said, we better pack this thing out. And sure enough, there was standing room only. We had people sitting along the walls, enjoying the show.
People sitting on laps.
Yeah, there's lap dances.
Crazy, yeah.
There's lap dances.
Eddie
happening.
Was sitting on my lap. It was weird.
That is weird because there was an open seat.
We're definitely we're definitely not going to talk about it. That's disgusting.
His hand was going in places.
Very interactive chat. Or not chat. Panel room.
It was like a live chat.
Yeah, it was like a live chat.
It was like a live chat room.
Had some good friends that arrived there. Some old friends, some new friends. And then some weird people.
Some stalkers.
There's always that.
You always get a couple of the weird people.
Some people you
But owed. I loved it. I loved every second of it. This year's Sack Anime, I'm going to get this out first. The only gripe I had with this year's whole Sack Anime is it just felt the same. There was a whole bunch of people there, but it did feel like they didn't try to evolve into anything different.
No,
not necessarily like they had to, but... I don't know. For me, kind of like for somebody that's been to a whole bunch of cons, that's why I'm saying like it didn't feel like it evolved. You know, for your casual con goers,
your filthy casual, it felt more focused on anime this year than it has.
It always
in the past. In the past, it kind of they have more like comic book vendors, for example. Like there's
I think you're
like
getting
a few of them.
I think you're getting Wizard World and this one confused because every time. I've always been on that show floor, like going around taking pictures and stuff.
Yeah,
and it's the same. I agree with Aaron. It hasn't evolved. Mm-hmm. I think that's where they're comfortable, and that's probably the problem.
If it's not broken, why fix it?
Yeah, exactly.
But see,
understandable.
They're their whole like security and help setup is it's getting kind of awful. No, I mean,
yeah,
it's pretty bad because like some of the people, like I was asking questions, they're like,
a lot of people didn't know anything. Yeah,
I went to go ask for like press check in, and they're like press. I was like, you know, like media. Media?
What? Yeah, exactly. Like internet? You ever heard these words before?
All I know is anime.
Yeah, it's all...
Senpai?
It is all, like, volunteer-based.
Yeah. You know,
it's not like Wizard World where I think they hire most of those people.
But the volunteers we've seen multiple times. Yeah. Like, this ain't the new show for you guys.
Is it? First radio.
I don't know. I don't pay attention to the little people.
Wow.
That's
terrible.
I'm just kidding.
I looked at
Corey Vincent.
I know. I'm a little guy. I know, especially because there was one. There's always one cute girl vendor helper that I see there. Yeah, I see her there all the time.
Have you talked to her yet?
No, I haven't gathered the courage yet, Webb.
That doesn't sound like you.
Yeah,
that doesn't.
No, I've never talked to her. She actually looks a little young.
At your
I'm
league?
Not sure.
Well, as the years go by, and she gets older.
It's an anime.
So do
convention.
I.
And so do you. Sooner or later, it won't be illegal.
Terrible.
That's awful.
The cosplayers came out in a full effect, too, as well.
Yeah, there was a lot.
I think there was more cosplay at this convention than I've seen at the last few Wizard Worlds. And I feel like even, you know, if we're doing a per capita rating,
yeah,
more than San Diego.
Wow.
Like, more per person. Like, obviously, there's more cosplay in San Diego.
Oh, you're talking about the ratio?
Mass of people. But, yeah, I feel like, you know, one out of every 100 people was cosplay. You know, here it was like one in five was in some sort of costume.
Holy crap. I'm going through some of the Sac Anime pictures on Instagram. I didn't know the Blue Ranger from the Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah, it was a reunion. They were, like, all there.
Shut the front door.
Do you not read who's going to be there and
stuff?
So
when I went in there, when I went in there,
rookies,
I got my badge, but I didn't get the little bundle packet or whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That tells me everything. So I didn't really flip through any of that stuff. The only way I got to see, I saw through Eddie's, Villanueva, from the Film Lost First Tuesdays.
On the CW.
Yeah. So I was looking through his and stuff like that. And then Scott Bakula's. As well, when we were walking
Scott
around.
Scott Bakula?
Is that his last name?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Like Dracula?
Yeah, he's in chat right now. Phil Collins Hype Man.
Oh, that's him.
Oh, that is. So,
I was calling him Scott Baio the whole time.
Did you clearly he made it, either he made Trump. It home or he's just watching from his phone right now. And he's
just gave up.
Lost downtown.
He found
he
some
went
Wi-Fi.
To go hang out with Spider-Man in that bathroom.
Scottrick.
Oh, yeah.
He went to the...
So here we're out on the show floor. And I'm buying a sword for my little brother. Because I didn't take him this year. And some odd guy, I don't know who this dude was, he had a trench coat.
He did.
He had a pervy trench coat.
Yeah.
He walks up to me and just starts talking about one of the swords.
Oh, yeah.
He's
not
a salesman.
No.
Mind you. He's
just an average person.
Just a guy with a trench coat.
He's just a guy with a trench coat.
Just a guy with a trench coat.
He was shaking it weird, too. It was just like popping up and down.
He was like, this is the sword. It's made out of wood, but it never breaks.
You want to buy some swords?
I'm like, dude. I'm like, it's cool. I'm not even interested in that one. I want this one far over to the right. And so I turned my body as to say, don't talk to me right now.
Right.
I'm trying to buy a sword.
Any normal person would understand that social cue.
But,
hey, bro. But,
bro, no, bro.
Yeah, that's exactly, basically. And so, Siskel and Ebert over here, Steven
all,
and
Scott.
We moonwalked out of that situation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fast. She's like, gonna slowly back out.
It's gonna go ahead and leave me high and
we
dry.
We went to KettleCon, which was right next to it.
Which is awesome.
Which is always awesome.
KettleCon, if you've never been to Sacramento for any of their conventions, KettleCon is at every single one of them.
Okay, here's the thing. Nothing against KettleCon. Is it just... I mean, it's kettle corn. I mean, what is...
What?
I mean, because you talk about this like it's a freaking mecca.
It is.
It is. It's the highlight of every con.
Is this kettle corn.
Michael Jackson can be resurrected and have a concert at Sacramento Convention
and
Center.
And that would still be
and KettleCon would still trump it.
Yeah. All right, tomorrow I'm going to have some.
You got to.
You got to.
And if it does not live up to my expectations.
Ask for right out of the fresh caramel. Say, hey, can I get a fresh batch?
Sir Aaron Carter sent me. He said to get a fresh batch.
And they'll be like, oh, hells yeah. Hells yeah.
No, they'd be like, who?
No. Hey, when we went on the elevator,
yeah,
walked around the corner, hey, it's Aaron Carter.
Yeah. I thought they were his friends.
Was that a Kettle Con person?
No, it wasn't Kettle Con.
Okay, so it doesn't have. Okay, that's but not hey, relevant.
I'm just saying, word spread, sir. Word spread. No,
okay.
See,
okay.
So what happened with the sword guy? Did
so the sword guy, yeah, I promptly kept. I just ignored the crap out of that dude. Like, he was starting to. When you start moving closer to me, that's when I was like, where's the real swords? Because I'm going to catch you.
The crazy thing is, he did it like 4 times.
Yeah.
Because he tried talking to me, and then I just, like, slowly faded.
And into then, the bushes like went, Homer Simpson.
Went right back into Aaron, and then...
And I'm like,
my
nobody...
My wingman, Mr. Scott.
And I'm like, trying to... So home. I'm trying to buy the sword.
Yeah.
And the guy is not, like, responding to me, the vendor. And I'm like, hey, hey.
The swordsmith?
Yeah, the swordsmith. Swordsmith's not even responding to me. I'm, yeah. hey, I want to buy the sword.
But, I need a weapon.
But old Trench Cody is on the side of me.
Hey, bro.
Hey. Do you know the anime that this one is? Why he's rubbing the sword?
Oh yeah,
you know the, he was actually rubbing it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, can I buy the sword and get the heck out of here, please?
This sword, please. Right here. This is sword out online.
And then he's like, psych, I'm an undercover cop. You can't buy this sword.
No, he's an undercover perv, is what he was. We ran into a couple of pervs though. Yeah. Spider-Man.
Oh yeah.
Wanted to show us his Spider-Verse.
His Spider-Verse.
The bathrooms upstairs.
It's a whole new world.
Did not like that though.
Any guy who wears like a dress and wears one of those anime helmet things.
Oh, weird.
I feel like there were so many of those this year.
They're
maybe
always
it's
still, around.
Maybe
it's
still
always
attention.
Worse too when it's dirty. You know,
oh,
like when it's not
yeah.
like clean, it's got
yeah.
like smudge marks on it.
Talking about like the paper mache faces?
No, not even
so
like the furry
like,
ones.
They look like anime characters, like anime girl characters. It's just like a full
yeah.
helmet thing that they wear. Where they
yeah,
look
yeah,
like,
the paper mache.
It's not paper mache.
It's too smooth.
It's paper mache.
Everything's paper mache.
Yeah,
everything's paper mache.
It's like this table is made out of paper mache.
He's like, I broke my arm and they put it in paper mache and it was better in a couple weeks.
Is it not? They wet it. And then wrap it around.
No, that's
and
close.
It
that's true.
That's gross.
That's true.
they wet it. They
but
wrap
those,
it
like,
with your hand, lotion it up, put it around, it hardens.
God,
there you go.
Jessica, the maid of might, has a thing where she's terrified of furries. Like furries is her fear. Every time a furry came around, she just did one of those. Like,
she did the.
She moonwalked out of there.
That's horrible. That's
but for me, it was I had the same like fear,
shiver.
Panic of like. When I'd see one of those people wearing the anime face. Just
the one where it was the Powerpuff Girls, did that freak you out?
Yeah.
Because that was pretty spot on to the cartoon. Like, that was
yeah,
close.
Still, it's just,
it was still that material, but it was like...
It's so heartless. Like, they need to make a new horror movie out of that. That needs to be what the villain wears.
You should watch that movie, Frank, where the musician wears nothing but that head throughout the whole movie. It'll get you over your fear.
God, I don't
or
know.
Increase the fear.
Increase the fear,
or increase
yeah.
it, yeah.
The strange guys, the shirtless guys that want to walk around with whatever cosplay, any shirtless person around there, minus the women, of course.
Oh, no. Were there shirtless women there?
No, there wasn't. So that's why I'm
a couple. Saying. They weren't wearing shirts. They were wearing bras. That's what they were wearing.
Overwatch cosplay was on point.
Yeah, some of those.
Some great ones.
Did you see the Soldier 76 and the Reaper?
Yeah, I did.
The Reaper was good.
That was probably some of the best that I've seen.
Did you see the Reaper holding the Bastion head?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
There was a good Reaper who was like a mix of Reaper, and it was kind of that skin that has like the other hood. Like with the eagle or with the bird, but not the bird face.
Oh, yeah.
But he was walking around with this really good Bastion head and like posing with it. And then there was this like summer vacation Reaper where he was wearing like a Hawaiian t-shirt, had a really good mask and some squirt guns. Like,
wow.
That's awesome.
That was a really good one. That was a good one.
The one that we saw in the Sheridan Hotel when we were first there, the, what's her name? The Roadhog.
Oh, the girl with the Roadhog?
Yeah.
She was good too.
I asked her.
Jessica Negri?
She was like, I'm not quite there yet with the stomach wise, she said.
She's like, I'm working on it.
Yeah. And I'm like, is that a 9-month thing? I don't think she got it.
No, she's like, no, I've been working on it for 8 already.
I was like, are you just eating a lot? I meant, were you pregnant? That's what I meant.
Yeah.
But she was just like...
She's like, no, I'm going to get fat for this.
I'm going to get fat.
Cosplay is
I'm
life.
Really dedicated to this.
And,
cosplay.
Yeah, she was good. She was with a very good diva, too.
Yeah, she was.
A lot
yeah,
of good divas.
Yeah.
I saw some very good tracers.
Saw some good tracers.
You know, but people are cosplaying like the same 4 or 5 characters.
I'm surprised we didn't see a lot of Stranger Things cosplays.
You know, I am too.
I saw a couple, but not like I thought we were going to. I thought it was going to be like Harley Quinn.
I saw none.
No.
Nerd Reactor is in Dragon Con. in Atlanta.
Which is weird.
There's a lot there, too.
That there's so many cons going on right now.
Oh, there's tons.
San Francisco Con's going on, Sac mm-hmm. Anime, Dragon Con, PAX is going on.
Yeah, it's
busy.
And with all those cons, it's very refreshing that there's still a massive amount of people that showed up to the Sacramento Sac Anime.
Yeah.
Like, it was... It
like, San Francisco's not that far.
It didn't look like... Yeah, San Francisco's it's not true. That far. But it looked like we didn't get hit at all. Like, mm-hmm. everybody showed up.
I think that was more people, because it seemed more packed than usual. But I think that's because, like, Wizard World's more open up, because they don't have that Greek festival, right?
Oh, the Greek festival. Oh,
it was amazing.
The Greek festival.
You go in there, and you hear, like, them actually playing the Pulp Fiction song.
Terrible.
That's what happened when I walked in. They were playing the... But it was like slowed down and actually played with the real instruments. That's what it was. It was that's the song.
It was great food. Smells everywhere. Yeah, beautiful. Smells beautiful. It makes me feel like I'm on the Greek islands.
Really?
Of Spain.
People spraying the other Greek, people. Yeah.
The Greek islands of Spain.
It's crazy. Yeah,
is
yeah.
that right?
That's right off the coast of Australia.
Geography is not your strong suit.
I'm just a stupid American, so yeah. I can't say you're wrong.
See what I mean?
Yeah,
I can.
It's not you're a lie. Wrong. If you believe it,
right? But if everybody else knows you're wrong,
but no, that and what's crazy is that blends. We say it every year. It blends so well for some reason. How in the world do a whole bunch of old Greek people blend well with anime folk?
And then John DiMaggio's in there eating meatballs with two beers.
Oh yeah, he was knocking them back.
He was knocking them back.
He's like another con,
right? The drunk bender.
He is the real life bender. Like, yeah. He had two.
Shiny metal ass. Go.
What else happened around there? I didn't go to any other panels.
We got to send a big thank you right now to Roger Craig Smith.
Oh, yeah. Big thank you.
I can't believe it. So I was kind of promoting we may have a special guest. I wasn't sure if it was going to happen, so we didn't like put like too much emphasis on it. But sure enough, about... 20 minutes into our panel, Roger Craig Smith, the voice of Chris Redfield from Resident Evil, Sonic, Batman. What else is he in? Kyle from Dying Light. Mm-hmm. Like the man is just, he's done so
Captain
many. Captain America.
He's got
Captain
a big
America.
Resume, yeah.
Incredible resume. And we sent some messages back and forth on Twitter. And he showed up and he just hung out with us, helped us give things away, participated, brought some star power to the VGB panel. Yeah. If we weren't already sacked with Aaron Carter and Jessica Maid of Might, David Webb and myself, it was just a lot of fun. We packed the room. Thank you to everyone who showed up. Like,
yeah,
that's,
good
yeah,
questions.
That was awesome.
Yeah, very
except
good.
Except one.
That was
that
fine.
Freaked you out. Fine, that freaked dude. You out as much as it freaked out Jessica with the furries.
I didn't hear it as much. I like when she
it
first said
even,
it.
It wasn't a bad question.
It was just no. It made Corey
it had nothing
nervous.
To do.
It was out of context.
Out of context.
But it was like...
It was question hour. Anybody could... It was just...
True. No, I know. That
you
could have
just been
true.
Like, I don't really care.
We do like people to bring whatever, but like...
It was kind of out of left field, though, yeah, because so, it had nothing to do with anime. It had nothing to do with video games.
Definitely didn't.
We'll but explain it to everyone. So, you know, everyone was asking questions. What's your favorite color? What game do you want to see? Just, you know, lighthearted gaming questions. We're making jokes. Like, things that are easy to roll off of. And the one lady says, what do you guys think about them making Elsa gay?
Well, why don't you say it like
she
that?
She said possibly.
Possibly.
And it kind of, everybody just kind of froze.
We're
like,
all
it,
just kinda,
it did tense up.
Not me. I thought she said game. I was like, Elsa game? Elsa why not? What's wrong with that?
I thought it was too.
It's like right. Sub-Zero's story.
Yeah.
Right? Sub-Zero anthology.
No, I was like, oh, let's just speed right on through this one and get to the fun question.
You don't let it break you. You just go and be like, you know what? I don't really have an opinion because I don't really care.
I really didn't. Yeah, I didn't have an opinion on that one at all.
You give those, I'm telling you, those answers that, you know, could be good, could be bad. Next question. Yeah. Then you move right on.
Alan's gay, and look how that turned out.
No, the less you elaborate, the better off you are. That's how it is.
She could be gay or not.
I mean, does it affect, it doesn't really affect you, right?
Does it, though?
Yeah, but does it?
It doesn't.
It might.
But does it?
Just let it go.
To me,
that was a good
no.
way to end it,
that
too, how we
way.
Did. Just let it go. That's the best
that's why
way
I said
it.
I think it was Scott.
You guys needed help.
Phil Collins Hype Man was actually in the audience, and then after that question was asked, he yelled, it's a trap. It was perfect. Perfect
yeah, it was.
Timing.
Yeah, he was awesome going around helping us do the video, carrying the prizes. Thanks to everybody that participated in it.
Yep.
A couple of winners, a couple of losers. You'll have to find out when we put it all together. Not surprising who was the winner of those. I kind of I was trying to stay away from, you know, certain people. It wasn't fixed. It wasn't fixed at all. It was just freaking when I saw the people in the I was like, I know you're gonna know.
You're that
but let me try anyway.
So he even got the Monsuno questions?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah,
no.
He didn't ask that actually.
No, he got five straight. And I was like, oh, freaking wow.
No, they missed one.
Did they miss one?
They missed one.
Oh.
It was the alopecia.
Oh, that's because a lot of people didn't even know what alopecia was.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, it was a good premise. So we're going to have a video up pretty soon on our Video Game Bang YouTube where Aaron was asking. He gave terrible descriptions to anime, and you had to guess what it was.
They still think you're wearing a trench coat.
Why, yeah. Why
chat really thinks you're wearing a trench coat.
It's not a trench coat, people. It's a 1990s high shoulder with shoulder pads under it.
Where's shoulder pads?
No, there's not shoulder pads in these. It's just the freaking shirt is built that way.
Aaron is a detective. Where, or he's John Constantine.
Why did our viewer base on Twitch just get so, and even Facebook, just start wanting to critique our outfits?
Because they care about us.
Is that why?
Yeah, that's what it
gaming
is.
Since gaming, he's not even in chat right now. He, but on Facebook, he just laid in because I was wearing my flannel. Called me what? Hipster lumberjack.
When did you burn it?
It's like not new.
Yeah, I said I should burn it. It's like, come on. It's just clothes.
They want to see us.
I mean, that is like the new 2016 lesbian look, though. So you might want to change.
New question. What do you think about them making Corey gay?
Okay. I'll allow it.
Wow, I'll allow it. When we were doing the video, some guy stopped me.
Oh yeah,
that was another weird thing. He stopped me and he was like, "I just wanted to know how do you talk to these guys like so casually and
yeah, he's asking
like
for
nonchalant
tips.
He wanted me to give him tips on how to communicate with people, basically. And I was like, I don't know, I do it. Oh no, he asked me, do I take classes for that?
Yeah,
he said, did I take classes to talk to people? And I was like, no, I just talk to people, dude.
Oh, I should have told him about Toastmasters.
What the hell is Toastmasters?
It's a masterful toast maker. Group of people get together in the city, and then like you'll stand up and you'll basically talk for like, I think it's like 3 minutes.
Oh, so it helps with public speaking.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you get but they have like competitions.
Oh, pff,
yeah.
It's world like competitions and
around the world or whatever. And I've actually watched them, and they're intense.
It's something that you would put on your LinkedIn resume.
Yeah. Really?
Your LinkedIn profile would be like Toastmaster.
Like, oh, I'm a Toastmaster.
I'm going to have to check that out.
It's cool.
Do they give them
topics?
This
one guy, I think some can. It just depends. Or you can just go in there and be like, talk about podcasts or something. You can talk about anything you want. Because one guy went, and he was just, he was like, I play basketball. And he was talking about basketball. And he tied it in and how he came to Toastmasters. Because he met a guy at the gym playing basketball who goes there. It's interesting.
I wonder, because this dude was talking about how he said he's teaching at a school or something like that. And they're, I guess, going through some, you know, public speaking or something like that.
Yeah.
And he was just wondering, I guess.
He wanted you to come in and get a kiss.
That's what I thought he was going to do. I thought he was going to be like, do you want to, you know, come in and talk to us? I was like, no, man. What am I going to tell them?
No, this is what you say. I'm sorry, I'm not out within 50 yards of your school.
Like, yeah, no.
That's bad.
But it was cool. I mean, I told him he wanted to, he didn't want to be on camera.
No, he didn't. He was nervous.
But he wanted to hear the questions or whatever.
He said he was going to start doing videos and stuff.
Yeah, he did say he was going to start doing videos.
It's like, just be you, man.
I said, just act like that camera's not there, dude. Act like you're talking to the person behind the camera, which is probably somebody you'll know. So it's easier that way.
Yeah.
And then he shook hands and we parted ways.
Yeah.
Never to be seen again.
He slipped Aaron a fiver. So thank you for the tip.
Gross.
I'm out.
What else happened at SAC Animes? Any stories that you guys ran across? Any bums asking for change?
No homeless people.
Smells.
The Greek food.
I do appreciate the people who did like wear deodorant or cologne. Like we did walk through like a few masses of people where someone was, you know, a little heavy on the axe, but I will take that every single
over
day.
The over the BO.
I didn't smell any BO going through the crowd.
But we didn't really spend a lot of time in there, though.
No. And then Sac Anime pumped the hell out of the damn AC.
Good.
Which is good.
Yeah, they kept it nice and chilly in there, and I liked that. I appreciate that. They just have to, I don't know, they need a little more coordination with their service staff. That's what that is.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff going on. Yeah. Maybe it's growing pains. I don't know. Cause the con is still growing. It's still getting more attention. It is, you know, still a very good Sacramento convention. But I don't know. Like, just some weird stuff this year. Like, who was the guest that fell out?
Somebody fell out?
Yeah, they had a guest. I'll look it up.
I don't know.
Troy Baker?
Did Troy Baker fall out?
Troy Baker, yeah.
Yeah, it was Troy Baker.
Troy Baker.
He was on the docket, and then just kind of inexplicably on the email or on the guest list, all this stuff was crossed out, and it just said he was unable to make it or canceled.
Damn, they threw him under the bus.
Yeah, they kind of threw him under the bus, I think, because Roger Craig Smith.
Because that's like, he could have just had like an emergency.
Well, yeah, but they
Roger Craig Smith had an emergency last year, you know, medical thing, and they were like, they put like a release saying, unfortunately, he won't be able to make it. He has medical stuff going on. You know, he's not feeling well. He can't make it. But with this one, he's canceled.
Well, when you got San Francisco and.
If he showed up at another con, that's kind of jacked.
Maybe he's double booked. Got a pick.
Don't they have secretaries for that?
Some people do. Not everybody.
You know, the majority of people don't have secretaries, right?
And we can't say secretary anymore.
It's administrative assistant.
It's administrative assistant.
What's wrong with secretary?
Secretary's
same thing
demeaning.
As stewardess.
How is secretary demeaning?
Well, it implies that it's like a woman or something. I don't know.
Women what?
I don't know. It's 2016. It's triggered.
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, you can't say secretary anymore.
That's weird.
Every once in a while, Corey and I will have the same exact
it's
thought.
Because your cycles are... yeah. Yeah, you guys are like...
Our white cycles.
I wasn't going to say that, but... I
he mean, meant your monthlies.
Your
monthlies.
Monthlies.
Yeah. You're both on the rack. Can I say that? Is that not a...
That's definitely offensive.
That's
definitely
secretaries.
And we both work in like the office cubicle type world where these things matter.
Yeah. I can't we have videos about this stuff.
I called a lady an admin once and she flipped out on me.
We had admins at my job.
Why did she flip out over admin?
Don't call him admin, man.
Is it ad woman?
She's like, I haven't been an admin for a couple years. I'm actually this. I was like, okay. Like,
oh, shut up.
So while you're a bitch right now, so.
There's your job title.
Mic drop.
Damn.
No, I've sat through, because all our managers had to go through sexual harassment video training.
Just the managers?
Yeah, just the managers. No lie.
Everybody else that sexually harassed,
it was
all
just
they
the
want.
Supervisors, because I haven't taken one.
Filling up loads
I have not taken one, but they're the most hilarious things.
Oh, yeah,
because
it's stuff
seen.
That would never happen.
It said, like,
contact.
It said, Tandy.
One hand.
No, it was literally, I was overhearing my boss go through his, and it was like, Tandy's left breast became exposed. What do you do? And I was just like, well, what do you do, boss?
Pull out your phone and go, snap, snap, snap.
Like, there was... You wait for the other one to pop out? You have a set? Matching set?
Yeah, everybody knows you got to do the 40-year-old virgin thing. But like,
oh, where tries to get her to...
Cover your breasticles.
There was one that, I don't know if I saw it, or I saw it on like a TV show or something like that, but there was like, hey, Tammy, are you a natural redhead?
Oh,
and
man.
It was like, and it pauses, like, is this right or wrong to say?
That's right. What's wrong with that? Are you a natural redhead?
I don't see what the problem.
That's no problem, right? That's terrible. VGB needs to go through a sexual harassment.
I see where they're really going with terrible. It. I see how they're using it, the context, but...
Especially with around cosplayers like we are. Definitely.
Yeah. Are you a natural redhead?
Exactly. Because I remember... For the first,
did you ask that chick?
I asked that.
Like, no, it's just a wig.
Yeah. The first two girls that we did... In the video, that just came out all.
It came out all kinds of wrong. It was not that kind of video.
Cut. Rewind.
The girl in the Princess Peach outfit.
Yes.
She needed something to be held. Look, I don't even.
Here, I'll get this for you. Aaron's all flustered from it. So she had some hangers, and we're getting ready to shoot the video. And he goes, "Oh, do you want me to hang onto those?" And she's like, "Oh no, I got it." Flips up her dress.
Yeah. Exposes.
And she's like,
exposes her bottoms.
Shoves her
bloomers. Her bloomers. She did have bloomers on. Yeah, she was fully covered.
She was in like leggings and shorts and
bloomers.
Yeah, you don't know.
I know what bloomers are.
Yeah,
because I've seen old West films.
Yeah, that's what she had on.
I've seen
Gone
with the Wind. I know what they are.
She had pockets in her shoes too.
She did.
Yeah.
So she was very proud of that.
She was
too.
Very proud of that.
I got pockets everywhere.
Oddly enough, she stuck the hangers up, and then when they came down, they were broken.
What broke?
I said, "Those are good Kegel muscles right
Kegel
there."
Kegel exercises.
You can break hangers.
Break hangers.
That's a keeper right there.
I.
She was a massive woman though. She was tall because I asked her when she was standing next to me. I was like, "Is that height all you, or is it the shoes?"
And then in the sexual harassment video.
How you is that in the sexual harassment? Is that height all you? And then she lifted up her dress again and showed me her shoes, and they were like flat. And I was like, crap.
So now Aaron's just starting to come up with questions that have to do with, do you like to wear socks?
So where's
let's see.
Like, they were gigantic.
What time is it?
She was a tall woman. Tall woman.
Got a clock under here.
Oh,
I mean, what do you not ask cosplayers? First of all, there's a lot of cosplayers in bikinis there, right?
Yeah.
There was quite a bit.
What anime was that? Would I be wrong
one
to ask them?
Like May.
It was just the Olympics.
Okay, so that's what they were all Michael Phelps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Summer beach volleyball.
Or what's her name? What's the other one that's as fast as Michael Phelps?
Oh, Katie Ledecky.
Oh, Lochte.
Ledecky or whatever. Lochte. You know, you guys know what I'm talking about. Yeah,
the guy.
No. There's a girl.
There's a girl that's as fast as
Katie Ledecky. Yeah, Katie Ledecky. She's.
Michael Phelps is the male Katie Ledecky.
Exactly. Yeah. She's the one in the Olympics that swam so fast, it looked like the pool was empty. She finished, and she was by there, and just looked like she was by herself.
She's Aqua Woman. Amount of Olympics.
She's Aqua Woman. She shouldn't have been led.
She's
to the
Mara.
No, she's Aqua Woman.
She's Aqua
Mara.
Woman.
Is, no, you're downgrading her if you're putting her as Mara. But yeah, what do I ask him? Can I know you can't touch.
Sex strip club.
Yeah.
Cosplay is not consent.
Cosplay is not consent. I told everybody that.
What can you not say to them?
I know. Yeah. What can I not say to them? I'm walking up to them, and I'm like, I'm interested in their costume.
Well, you can't say, hey, time are you walking to your car?
Well, yeah.
Okay,
that's something not to say.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, you could say that about to anybody. You can't walk up to a random person, hey, what time are you walking to your car? That's a quick way to get pepper sprayed.
I just want to know the lines for cosplayers, you know? The lines. Like, did I cross one?
Oh, Aaron, I saw
that is a very good
too.
Cosplay.
Which
that's
girl?
All you have to say.
I saw two of my exes.
Julia?
Julia?
Yeah.
Did you
see? Wait. Julia was the black girl, right?
She was the one.
I don't know. I don't see the world
she
like
was
that,
the
Aaron.
One in the Dragon Age.
Oh, no.
From your
yeah, I did see Julia. She walked past when we were upstairs, right? When we were doing the video.
Yeah, she did.
For like a brief second, but we were already with Tinkerbell and Peter Pan
like,
and
keep,
stuff.
Keep going.
That was
close to me last year.
In the note, Hunchback.
So that means I saw three of my exes then.
Did you see.
Exes is a
what's the girl
very
that said she
very
had a
strong
dick?
Isn't it?
Loose term.
What was the girl that said she had a dick?
Yeah, her.
Yeah,
she was sitting right next to us. Did she?
Yeah, because I was like, I was talking to Gilbert, and I looked over and I saw her because she has like a shaved head now, so she looks totally different.
Yeah, I saw the shaved head.
And then she's like staring at you as she was walking by, and you were like sleeping.
Oh, when I was sitting down, I was asleep.
Yeah, you were sleeping.
Yeah.
And I was gonna be like, Aaron, that's your wife.
It's your wife.
And then I had my headphones on, too, so I wouldn't have heard anything. Because remember, Alex had to come kick me just to let him
Yeah, he was
be
staring
down.
At you for like 20 minutes, too.
I was out of it.
He was caressing your face with his beard.
That's horrible.
Like,
That's horrible. That's why.
Your
beard?
That's awkward.
That's why I woke up with all curly red hair on my freaking
<He's>
clothes.
Like,
that's gross.
Disgusting.
No, that was, but yeah, I saw her. I saw the Mad Moxie chick. She was walking around.
It was good to see. Yeah, there was a good turnout. It felt like a reunion. Like
right?
We did see a lot of people who I haven't seen since the last Sec anime. The cosplayers who've been in some of our videos.
Yeah.
Some people from the Sacramento PC gaming group even showed up.
Yep.
For the panel too.
There was a lot of good cosplayers of fire department there.
Because everybody and their mother kept dying.
I know what was going on.
Of course, with the fire trucks.
There's a lot of old people at that Greek festival.
But it wasn't them.
You know what I want to know? I want to know
youngins.
How do they make the fire trucks? Were those the foam?
That's all. What was it? What is all of it?
Warblood?
Oh, paper mache.
It was paper mache.
It's all paper mache trucks.
Everything. It's prison style.
Yeah.
Prison style.
Newspaper and
dip
deodorant.
Dip it in toilet.
Dip it.
And deodorant.
That's
hard as a knife.
That's so terrible. Yeah, no, we were walking in front of two of them, Sacramento's Finest, and they were talking about, all right, so we had two people collapse here, and then we had one more over on the other side or something really? Like that. And I was like... Yeah.
It was like, it's a total of four calls.
Yeah, it's a total of four calls. Yeah, and I was like, what the hell happened?
What is going on?
I don't know. You know
what it is? It's all the axe.
Is that what it is? Knocking people out?
Mustard gas.
Is it too difficult to get like a happy medium? Like no BO, no passing out from axe.
It's a...
Well, it's probably a middle ground.
Just open some more windows.
There's no windows. There's just doors.
No windows, only doors. So
just open every door.
Yeah, we can't do anything about the ventilation. We don't have any windows. We just have doors.
Or choose those costumes a little more carefully. Maybe they were those furries.
No, that's the thing. It wasn't. It was just like girls in like t-shirts and jeans.
Oh, you know what it was then?
I didn't smell.
They're just trying to pick up a hot firefighter.
Maybe.
No, one of the girls that we passed by, she was like on the ground.
Oh yeah.
Like messing with her leg.
Oh, yeah. You saw?
Like, no, yeah, we saw. Yeah, yeah.
I saw two of them. I saw an old lady who they did the same thing. They're like checking vitals.
That's the default. Check for the leg first. I mean,
she's on her way out. So
it's terrible.
Damn.
It was the calamari.
Come on.
That sweet calamari.
Once you hit like 50, you're in the danger zone. That's,
wow.
That's
whoa,
it.
Whoa. Aaron's almost there.
Damn.
Aaron's 177. I'm surprised he's still alive.
I work Miracle. With a... You know what? I don't care. Freaking looking for an apartment. 50-year-olds got it easy. They get cheap freaking places. Right? Have you ever seen that?
They're nicer than very any other nice. Apartments.
They're
fucking cheap.
And they fool me every single time on the damn website. Blacks. I'd be like, oh, this is a really good place to stay. Oh, if you're 55 and older, I'm like, what the hell?
You could ask for 55.
I could. No, I can't.
Yeah, we were house hunting, too. There's full, like, 50-plus things. They're gated little communities.
Yeah.
So the riffraff can't get in there.
Why are we protecting our old like that?
Ah, fuck them.
Eskimos used to put them on an ice and drift them off into the ocean.
All right. Go survive.
Exactly.
Give them, a salute.
Say, hey, Pono, go say bye to... Your grandma.
Terrible. Pono?
That's the first name that popped in my head.
That's horrible.
That's Cherokee, not Eskimo.
You're bullshitting.
Get your head out of your ass.
Wow. Steven. Okay, so now we're getting sued by the North American
Rewind.
Don't mess with the
Stop
Indians.
Stop it. Flip it in reverse. Yeah.
Let's not mess with the Indians. They will sue our asses.
They're Every con American now, they're going to be standing up. So what did you guys say about...
What did you say about the Navajo?
Huh?
It was not my
arrow to the knee.
50% of us... Our Navajo.
What is this with you and taking arrows to the knee? Every time we talk about living in the Skyrim, it's like you take an arrow to the knee, first thing.
Yeah, I'm just not very clear.
We had a mom come out to our con. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, that was very strange. And they stayed.
She stayed.
They stayed the whole time.
Yeah, she stayed.
I thought that was somebody's wife.
It wasn't
with the mom. I don't know.
No, it was a mom.
Oh, are you talking about the older lady with the two daughters?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were talking about the lady with the baby.
I hope she won the raffle. There was a lady with a baby in the audience?
Looked like a baby. Was there a baby? She was cradling something.
Oh, we don't know.
It's cosplay.
Yeah, it was some pretty convincing cosplay. You thought it was a baby.
I thought it was a baby the whole time.
They gave some good feedback on some of the questions that we had to the world that we were living in. What video game world did you live in? Some people weren't paying attention and they just blurted out some stuff crazy. Silent Hill.
Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck. Go live just in that regular world.
Two people did that, and they did the same exact thing, because we asked them, and they weren't even in the same room.
Nope.
They weren't in the room at the same time. And they said Silent Hill. It's like, did you hear the question? No.
Nah, man. I just like Silent Hill.
Silent Hill, what'd you think?
I was like
saying
things.
Nope. Where did you want to live?
Gay?
Oh,
not gay.
Silent Hill.
Yeah, then they go, nah. I don't want to die.
Mushroom Kingdom.
Mushroom Kingdom was a popular one with everybody.
High all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but nothing bad happens. I mean, worst thing you have is... Like a spiky turtle.
If that Goomba touches you once, you're dead.
True.
Twice if you've already taken a shroom before.
And three times if you're a lady. Yeah. Mm. That's how it goes. We should have probably got some more of the special guests to flood in there, too. If we had pool with Roger Craig.
You know, the thing with the Roger Craig Smith thing is, like, we didn't get a picture. He kind of booked, you know, kind of quickly, you know, I'm sure to avoid getting mobbed by the crowd.
Yeah.
You know, so we thanked him and he just bounced. So we didn't get the picture. So it's kind of like it didn't happen.
Picture didn't happen. And we didn't record it.
We got a little bit of it. Remember our
we do have
a videographer guy.
The camera ended up dying. He said he got it like just after old Roger got there.
Old Roger.
And the setup we had in that room, it feels like they downgraded sound equipment. Like it they was did. On this like four channel.
It was just a cell phone with the.
Yeah. The freaking they came in, they put a Samsung Note on there, and they said, okay, when you're ready to go, just press.
It said it's the Note 7, so it only can be on for like 2 hours before it explodes.
Don't touch it.
Be careful. Don't install
for God's sakes, don't put it in your pocket.
They just had like this little block four channel mixer with a couple line outs on RCA, which I didn't have no RCA cable that goes to what I needed, RCA to like a quarter inch or something. So we weren't able to actually capture the audio like we normally do. But it feels like, I don't know if Wizard World brings their own equipment.
That's what I was going to say. Is it Sac Anime or Wizard World, though?
I think it's Wizard World because Wizard World brings like nice stuff. Like, I didn't need to bring any cables except one USB, and we were just rolling.
It's because they're corporate shills.
Corporate shills, yeah.
Did you guys go Friday?
No.
Mm-mm. No, didn't go Friday? No. Are you guys planning on going tomorrow?
Yep. Yeah.
I want to know how they... I mean, what's press going to be like there tomorrow? Do they have anything set up? Like, you know, hey, people will be able to talk to, you know, Rufio at 3 o'clock or something like that?
That's a good question. I don't know. I have to look it up. From what I hear, that guy is, like, a hell of a guy.
Yeah, he seems that way, definitely.
Yeah, he Joey interviewed him for Sac Anime. Joey writes for Nerd Reactor, but he also works for Sac Anime, so he's like their official like interviewer guy, and he's hit or miss. Like, you know, Joey, he's a goofball. He's like a giant puppy. You know, he's special.
Wow.
He's very special. Like his first interview with Roger Craig Smith. Roger Craig Smith remembers him because it was so bad.
So what's it like being the Batman?
We love Joey. But he interviewed Rufio, and he was like, it was the best interview I've ever done. Like, he ended up interviewing me more than I was interviewing him. And he's just like a fun guy. Like,
did you watch Hook, Joey?
Yeah. That was me. What'd you think?
Joey.
Like, Joey. I don't know. We haven't talked to that dude. He's done videos for Nerd Reactor where he's been dancing in them and stuff like that. He just did that re-photo shoot with all the Lost Boys. Did you guys see that one?
Yeah, I did.
And they're all grown up. He's the only one that has not changed. He is the only one.
The rest of them, I'm like, damn, time was not kind
exactly.
To you.
How do the Asians work into the Black Don't Crack thing? Because he doesn't seem like he's aged.
It's a weird thing.
They dip you in a pool.
Sometimes they make it through.
Lazarus
where it's be like, okay, this dude is, or this woman is, you know, 57 and she still looks 17.
Yeah.
And then there's other times where it's like, you just aged like a grape, and now you're a raisin.
That's terrible.
Well,
so you're telling me, like, next Sac Anime, he's going to look like Mr. Miyagi?
It's overnight sometimes.
Yeah, I feel like it's like, all of a sudden they hit an age, and then it's and like... Then,
boom. Yep. And then Father Time says, it's time, my son.
All that time...
And he touches his face, and
all that time, all that time that you should have been aging is going to happen all at once.
The Power Rangers that show up there, too, I'm really interested in how many cons they actually go to. I know Morphicon just passed by, right?
Yeah, yeah. Morphicon, Mighty Morphin, whatever. Yeah.
And they're like, that's their mecca, right? That's their, you gotta be Morphicon. There. Because I saw the main villain on one of the Power Rangers. She was sitting at a booth out there signing
Divatax?
Stuff. Yeah, Divatax.
Yeah, I remember seeing her little thing on the Sac Anime.
Not website. A lot of people...
Because they don't know her without her freaking get up. She had like the metal shit on her
That's
face.
That's why you wear that then. Why doesn't
she? She wore more there than she ever did on the show.
Yeah, she was like, half naked
she
on the show.
She was half naked on the show. She was probably one of the hotter
That's
villains.
What you bring it in then.
I expect Steven to be, don't you know who this is?
Divatax.
Divatax.
You don't recognize it without the metal shit?
You don't.
She was sitting there. I saw her. She was sitting there.
I wouldn't have recognized Rufio without the red hair and the feathers and shit.
Luckily, that's what he was wearing.
Yeah.
So
it's either that or he has to wear the like leather jacket from Blood and Bone because it's the only other thing I know.
That's
from.
True.
Oh, he has to be asked that because that's a good movie.
It was a good movie.
I don't understand why he doesn't do like our lobby to do another one for that one.
I think what's his name is doing another one, but I don't know if he's going to be in it.
Did Michael Jackson show up? I didn't see him.
Oh,
Thriller?
Yeah, Thriller.
No, I didn't see him.
Like the Michael Jackson, aka what's the guy from Saw? Is his name Saw?
Jigsaw?
Jigsaw? Is the most polite Jigsaw in the world.
He does Jigsaw too?
He does Jigsaw.
I've only seen Thriller.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I mean, Jigsaw would be like masked up. Paper mache mask.
Oh, paper mache mask. Okay.
With the swirls on his cheeks.
I get it.
And the tricycle. He was the guy who we drove up to a parking spot, and he was Jigsaw on a tricycle. And like, I didn't see him until like stopped hard. I was like, holy shit. And then he was like, oh. And he popped up off his little tricycle and like carried it. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. You want to park here? I was like, you're so nice.
He was going to park his trike in an actual
spot.
No,
he was just taking a photo, and I didn't see him. And I came up, and I went, and he just popped up with a big old smile. He's like, oh, you want to park here?
Almost right. Killed Jigsaw. Should
have
been like,
do you want to play a game? Do I have insurance?
Hey, Jigsaw. Who knows? George, you're going to play a game.
Yeah, we get the regulars out there. We saw Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, yeah, Steven. He's Steve Martinez, I think his name. He's ridiculously good at that cosplay.
Yeah, he's definitely good. The Attack on Titan guy.
Oh, yeah, that dude. He came out. Around.
Is he the same one that does the Predators or no? Is that two different people?
I think they're all the same crew.
Is it?
Yeah, because I saw the Predators crew? Too.
Probably, if they're there tomorrow, then yeah. Because it's always the three Predators or the Titan and the Halo guys.
Yeah.
All together. It's always them.
That Titan, because this Titan guys is like a 8-foot freaking monster. And he walked into the main show floor, and I saw this girl's face light up like, oh my gosh, I want to cut him in the back of the neck and destroy him right now. And I was
she
like,
gripped her sword.
Like, yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. But like to see that look that people get on their face, I know he's probably behind that costume like,
I'm waiting for them to like totally just like armor it up, like with the hard shell.
It's probably difficult as hell.
I'm like, pretty sure, but it's, I mean, that foam is coming apart.
It's paper mache.
That's paper mache, first of all.
Steven.
Yeah.
No, that's like.
No, that's paper mache.
That's like
foam. EVA foam?
No, it's.
Styrofoam?
Like it's not even styrofoam. It's that soft sponge.
Yes, EVA foam.
Oh, I don't know the terms. I don't know. Do I look like a cosplay?
Yes.
Webb is a cosplay now.
Oh, yeah.
Now. Yeah. That's your as of a
Webb
week
has
ago.
Let the cosplay go to his head Webb already is because we were like cosplay. Planning on shooting a video and we're like, all right, Webb, we're going to be shooting this video tomorrow at this time. He's like, well, I don't know. I'm going to be in cosplay half the day. So.
Because.
You think people are just going to stop you every 2 seconds to take
photos? Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, yeah. Because I didn't want to do it.
What's your cosplay name going to be?
I'm not going to come up with a cosplay
name. You just do Web Slinger?
He's like Sparkle Dazzler Web 59.
If you don't,
God damn it, Corey.
You gotta have
I told you
a name.
That in confidence.
I'm sorry.
You gotta have a name.
Do I
yeah,
know?
Yeah, you gotta come up with a name.
Yeah, you can't just be David Webb.
Yeah.
No, the real David Webb.
No, that's your podcast.
Yeah. That's my podcast
social media.
Personality.
Yeah.
Oh, so when I'm not going to have cosplay go to my head, I need to have it go to my head. I need to have my own name.
Yeah, you have to.
Full throttle.
Made of Mike.
Exactly.
She doesn't go by Jessica. Mindy,
Ivy Doomkitty.
Yeah.
I don't even know Ivy Doomkitty's real name.
It's probably like.
Exactly.
She changed it legally to Doomkitty.
Literally, yeah. See? You got to have one of those. You got to roll with the punches. If you're going to do this seriously, if it's going to be legit.
Yeah, you got to take this seriously.
We'll find out.
Because when they stop you, when you're walking around, they stop you and they're like, can I take a picture? And you're like, boom. And then they're like, okay, so what name am I going to put on there? And you're going to just be, David Webb. I'm like, what? That's.
All right, so I need to come up with a name tonight.
I know, they can just take the memory card and toss it away. Like, I don't even want anything on there anymore.
Fact, I don't even want this camera.
Yeah. Smash. Just walk away.
So I don't need eyeballs.
It's not escalated at all. Yeah.
That's what you got to do. And if I were you since you're beginning, this is how you do it. You test out different ones. So each time you take a picture and they ask a name, you give a different one each time.
How are they going to tag me if a different one?
No. Don't give a name. Just draw a symbol.
There you go.
You'll be like Prince.
Exactly.
Just draw
something. And it's not going in my head.
It'd just be like a W with like a weird swastika around it or something.
Because I'm Jewish? Because it's anti-Jewish.
I don't think
you're like the defeater of Nazis.
The defeater of Nazis.
I just wear their symbol as a sign that I'm going to kick their ass.
It's like I will bring peace by eliminating Nazis.
So at night during their meetings, a giant swastika just shines on them. Gonna beat all of you down.
Yeah, just set it on fire so they know, like, hey, burning you down.
History and geography were not your guys' subjects in school, were they?
That's taking the power back, Webb. You're burning swastikas on their lawn.
Swastikas.
Instead of burning crosses.
They're just like, cool.
Yeah.
See, all right.
Burning swastika, that matches my tattoo.
That's terrible. Because we all have burning swastikas on our shoulders. That's what they have.
Oh, man.
Our boy Eddie Villanueva needs to work on his tact. He walked up to this, like, steampunk booth.
Uh-huh.
Where a guy had, like, this steampunky looking, like, I thought it was a jetpack when I saw it. And Eddie walks up and he says, is this some sort of a steampunk Ghostbuster? And the guy's like, no, it's a steampunk jetpack. And Eddie's like, oh, sorry, I was just thinking of something, like, a little more creative.
Gee.
And the guy was like, what? Well, I could be creative. Like,
that's Jack. Like, oh, I thought it was just something cool. Eddie. Never mind.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. He said, like, oh, I could be creative. And he's like, well, yeah, the next time I expect that of you. Yeah.
What a dick.
Eddie just walked up and just.
Hey. You want to talk about people with things going to their head?
Eddie, gross.
Walking around with a philosopher's shirt thinking he's the shit.
Just bring him down.
I don't know. That's a little blatant to just be that kind of.
I don't think dick-ish. He meant it like. He was just defending why he was wrong more than like he was thinking about that guy's feelings at the moment. Oh, sorry. I'm just such a creative person.
You know, that guy probably was home right now, like, creative? Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
No, I'm creative.
So I'll show him creative.
I'll do steampunk Ghostbuster right now.
I'll make it right now. I'll bring him. I'm going to find his ass tomorrow.
So you see, you guys going to see somebody with like a really just jacked up cosplay of an amalgamation of a whole bunch of stuff tomorrow. Then he's just going to be walking around looking for stuff. I can't take a picture. I'm looking for Eddie the whole time.
See,
he's a, you.
What do you think of this?
Bitch.
It's like, what are you? I don't even know what you are anymore, dude. You got like Power Ranger stuff going on there. Naruto helmet for some reason? I don't understand.
It's just sloppy. It's not creative.
And you're just wearing a monocle. That's not steampunk.
So is that an axe made out of gears? What is that?
He's just got everything, yeah. I saw a couple of steampunk people, and they definitely don't look like hipsters. I was thinking about telling you, Webb, to go call them a hipster. Old episode, you said they're basically the same thing.
Sounds like something I would say.
Yeah, and so I was like, yeah, go call that guy right there with the steampunk gun. That's run on coal, a hipster.
I don't remember the context of which I had said that, but
I think all I just said was steampunk and hipsters aren't alike.
Yeah, and you were like, they're basically the same.
And you said they're basically the same
thing. And then you were like, they have mustaches, or that might have been Corey. One of you guys.
Yeah. Corey was like, they have mustaches.
Mustaches.
They both like old stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I stand by that.
All right. Go take it to them.
I'll take it to them.
They will take it to you, sir. Run over.
Aaron's so hipster he wears a trench coat.
Apparently, wearing trench. I look at the screen now and I can see what they mean by that. It does look like I'm about to go to a secret meeting in some parking lot and hand over government documents to somebody.
Or flash.
No, all you need is the hat. Go to Central Park and show someone your dong.
This is terrible. Like. Shout out to a dong at the SAC anime for getting Steven in there though.
But she thanks, didn't. Bro.
No, she didn't.
No, she passed me along to some other people. I felt like the last.
Yeah, getting Steven credentials was hard.
It was crazy.
You went on a journey across.
I did. I wasn't there for like 30 minutes.
Yeah,
you were. We thought you died.
We were gonna have a moment of silence and then just kind of move on.
It's like just move on. He's gone.
Yeah, I was enjoying the view around there. Like I said, there's a lot of bikini girls.
There was a lot of bikini girls
around there.
Yeah, what you like, Aaron? You like the bikini girls?
The May. Whoever the May was in a bikini today.
May? Like from Overwatch?
From Overwatch, yes. In a bikini? Yeah. Yes.
Nice.
It was very nice. I was like, I don't know what skin that is, but I want it.
They're getting creative with this. That sounds like crazy. Something straight out of the mouth of a guy wearing a trench coat.
That sounds like something from freaking, whatchamacallit? It puts the lotion on its skin.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
I want that skin.
No, it was nice ladies out there. It was a nice breezy day as well, so it wasn't too hot. So if you were wearing those thick cosplays, you had a little breeze too.
Yeah, you were okay.
Unless
you were wearing a mask.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're sweating.
I don't know how you're going to deal with it tomorrow.
I don't know how I'm going to.
Yep.
What do you think they need to do to up the ante? As you said, it's kind of like they haven't evolved yet. What do you want
to
see?
That's tough. I was talking to Steven about this a little bit when we were going down. I don't know what cons can do. Because I'm like, I've been to a lot of cons, and I think if you're one of those people that go to a different amount of cons and you don't, you know, like go to after parties or anything like that, and you're going just to a con, you kind of see the same thing over and over. You got a show floor, you got a couple of panel rooms that show stuff. What can you do there? Like, I don't know. And then maybe there's a game room where they set up stuff, but it's all the same.
Every convention, it's. I mean, how can you do a convention differently?
That's like it.
That kind of different. You know what I mean? Like
Eddie would say, "Where's your creativity?"
Eddie would. He would. And then punch him in his face.
I'm just saying. Wizard World, a couple of months back, they kind of did a little different. They plopped video games right in the middle.
It's not like Wizard World just did it, like, willingly, though. Like, they had a major regime change.
Yeah.
They ended up getting rid of a CEO or whatever and hiring a brand new visionary guy to come in and shake it up. So,
yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't come to that kind of stuff. I mean, Sac Anime is, I think, pretty much all locally homegrown and run by the same people who've been running it from the very beginning, and that's the people who do the media and stuff started off, you know, as just volunteers, and they've just been around with the company, so it's still got that local flair.
Maybe not a regime change like, you know, Wizard World did. How about just a setup change? Because it's the same box hallways that you kind of go in the main.
How would you see it differently?
So Wizard World, they had a setup change. They put the giant stage in the middle with the esports stuff. That was, you know, that was just what they had. Then on on another little side, they had, you know, the little black carpet type of thing for the video game area for whatever company that was.
Namco.
And, you know, it didn't feel like I was just going down, you know, Artist Alley right here and then turn left. And now I'm going down PopCap Alley and then you turn left and now I'm going down, you know, Cat Alley.
But that fit Wizard World because it was Wizard World Gaming and Wizard World Comic Con. So, Sac Anime. What would they have if they did a similar setup?
Maybe they need to anime is a big open thing. It has video games as well as, you know, comic book type of things, manga, if you want to call it, you know, anime cartoons. So, there's a lot they can do there as well. If they want to do like companies for video games that are mainly anime inspired, like Atlas. You know?
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good one.
They can drop stuff like that in the middle. What's the new ones? Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse 2 is coming out. That's going to be big for anime fans.
Yeah.
Have some kiosks there with,
they could totally integrate those. I think they should tap into, like, the up-and-coming anime stuff.
New stuff, kind of highlight them.
People that are just trying to be animators that got cartoons made. Bring them in, show their stuff.
Let's get a big screen somewhere in the main hall that's, you know, showing trailers of the upcoming animes or something like that. Have people gather around that. We saw that at Kraken Con.
There was actually a pretty fun panel I was a part of at the last Wizard World called Trailer Park.
What was that about?
And they watch trailers, and they have a panel of, you know, personalities up there who rate what they think of the trailer. Trailer Park.
Not bad.
No, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
They watched, like, Suicide Squad or whatever, and then they gave their opinions on it and were mostly accurate.
So, I mean, there's plenty of things to do. I think they're setting their ways right now.
Yeah, like I said, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Very true. Yeah. But, I mean,
once they start having attendance issues, that's when they'll start to change.
But I don't see that ever.
But they held their own.
Yeah, I don't ever see that happening.
Major cons all over the place. They still did good numbers, I think. I mean, I don't know what their milestones were. You know, I'm sure they have numbers that they want to hit and goals they want to grow. But it didn't seem like leaps and bounds more people. It felt, you know, like Sac Anime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's probably why I'm like, didn't really change. You know. But you know, like I said, I'm a little different. Thank you for listening, everybody, new and old listeners. If you haven't, check us out on vgbstudios.com. We got a whole bunch of stuff there. Sorry, that was my phone.
I was wondering, take your medicine, Aaron.
I was wondering whose phone that was, too.
Yeah.
Vgbstudios.com. Check out all the articles, the other shows that we have on there. We do the Video Game Bang twice a week, everybody, of course. Check us out on the socials, of course, Facebook, Twitter. We're all over the place, Instagram.
Yeah, yo.
And look out for us at every con that we can get to in the, I guess, Northern California area, at least.
And thank you, Roger Craig Smith, again.
Thank you, yeah. Roger Craig Smith.
Man, that was awesome.
Clutch man.
He is clutch. Yeah. And everyone who was there, like we had... at least 50 people in there, and it wasn't supposed to seat that many.
Yeah,
we packed it out. I asked the guy before we walked in there. I was like, "How many have you been? Have all these panels been selling? Have they been packing the place?" He was like, "Not really. Ours, they had to shut the door. They weren't even about to let our wives in.
Yeah,
our wives showed up to, you know, attend the show, and they just said, no, it's at capacity.
They had to pull rank.
They had to pull rank and be like, yeah, well, that's my husband.
And they're like, I don't give a damn.
Yeah. Some guy was like, well, that's tonight. My husband.
You don't want to, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Yeah, but, you know, it all ended out well, of course, everybody. Thank you guys for coming out, definitely, if you're listening to this, new listeners.
Yeah, the attendance is awesome. New listeners, new fate. We got some good action on the social media. Thank you guys all. As I was telling everyone, like, we don't get paid to do it, and we just love to do it. It's the thing it's our favorite thing. So we get all the free stuff, give it away to people, and have a lot of fun. So, and that's what it was.
And let's keep it rolling, people. Let's
thank you, Derek Voss and Steven Gutierrez, for running.
Also Scott for holding our sack.
Jessica, David Webb, Eddie. He donated a bunch of prizes.
Definitely, I know people love that stuff. Yeah, they really like that.
Lilith, when she got that prize, she was like, oh my god,
she came up afterwards like, can we take pictures and we're gonna post this all over
that
everything.
Was a fan,
really,
because, yeah.
Did you tell them to hashtag it in the
of course
she said she was gonna do that on her own.
That's awesome. That is definitely awesome. The more social shout outs we can get, guys, the better it is to have our show grow bigger, so we can get more people listening and share more.
And finally, we got to thank just one last person, Sac Anime itself.
Yes, definitely.
Giving us the passes to come in and cover the event and the ability to go wherever we wanted, pretty much, and film and give us a sweet panel. It's
sweet panel.
Sweet ass so panel. So thanks, Sac Anime.
Yeah. Thank you, Sac Anime. Are we going to wind it here?
That's it. Let's do it.
All right. So for the real David Webb, whose cosplay name is pending, Corey Vinson, Steven Gutierrez, I'm Sir Aaron Carter, saying, you just been banged.